Do you see what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, read by Margaret? Did you see the words that were said of Jesus? Paul never says anything about the outside. He says this, humble, he says. A servant, he says. Someone who seeks God's will, he says in Philippians chapter 2, not his own will. And so here's the thing. If we ever have a hero that's presented to us that doesn't look so great on the outside, but has amazing, tremendous inner quality like that, that's a person to choose as a hero. And when we choose Jesus as our hero, as we're doing today with these palm branches, we begin to take on some of his traits in our own lives. We become a little more humble. We become a little more obedient. Servanthood becomes a value that we live out in our community, in our neighborhood. This is what it's like. It's actually the opposite of a video game arcade. Remember, in a video game arcade, the whole point is to get a bunch of tickets that at the end of the day actually don't mean all that much and you're kind of disappointed. Life with Jesus as King is the exact opposite when you practice these virtues. You see, we practice humility, and you don't get a lot of tickets for that. We're not going to hand them out here at Peace and give you prizes for practicing humility. We don't do that. And it may be painful practicing humility at times. When we practice servanthood at our church and sign up and serve, you may not get tickets for that either. And sometimes it's kind of frustrating serving. When we practice obedience, setting aside what we want and searching God's will, not just what we want, searching God's will. There's some disappointment, I get it. At the end of the day, there aren't a lot of tickets that we have. And at the end of life, there may not be a lot that we have in hand. But here's the thing. When you get to the counter of heaven, yeah, you get top shelf. You get top shelf. Eternal salvation is yours. Peace is yours. Connection with the person that created you, God the Father, is yours. What would the world look like if in 40 years from now, people cared less about their outward appearance and more about the inner qualities of Jesus? You think we have a better world? I believe we would. So as we enter into Holy Week, be looking for this theme on Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and on Sunday, even the empty tomb. These are fairly unimpressive stories. A man riding in on a donkey. A man gathering around with friends for a meal. Then he dies on a cross, and there's kind of an empty tomb and some confusion about what happens there at the empty tomb. But what we know and believe that behind that is the greatest truth, that eternal salvation is ours. And the top shelf things that matter for eternity are given to us. Amen.